Every once in a while, I like to challenge myself to read something that I probably wouldn't otherwise read. And this happened not that long ago. A newsletter called Tedium had an article about music. And while I enjoy listening to music, but I'm not a music expert, I probably can't tell you the names of the bands or the artists that are playing the music that I like best unless I've downloaded it and happen to know it. But this article caught my eye because, well, it talked about death. The headline is called The Death of the Key Change. And I thought, well, that sounds interesting, but probably boring. It's in a newsletter called Tedium. How fascinating can it be? Well, as I got into it, even I was fascinated about this. And the quick take on this is this guy has gone through and decided he was going to listen to every number one song in the history of the Billboard Hot 100, 1,143 songs released between 1958 and 2022. He decided he would listen to one song a day. It was going to take him years. But one of the things that he noted was that throughout the history of pop music, there were some things happening with the keys of the music, and some of it was related to the instrument that was playing. And then he noted that when rap happened, a lot of the keys changed that became popular. But the most notable thing was that the idea of changing key in the middle of a piece of music has almost disappeared. It used to be a common dramatic element. One example that stands out is Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson. And one of the reasons why the song is catchy is that the key changes from G major to G sharp major at around this point and adds some drama. And clever, if you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself. So it calls our attention to a little, it injects a little bit of drama. But apparently, in the 2010s, the key change all but disappeared in popular music. Why? Well, it turns out technology might be to blame. Eric Elper, publicist, music expert, and radio host, is the keeper of all knowledge when it comes to music. Eric, what killed the key change?
Isn't it amazing to know that you just read something that you didn't know about that completely manipulates your feelings and now you feel that much smarter about it? I love that. I love that intro because, look, I'm a musicaholic. I love it. But until I start to think about these things, I don't know that I'm being manipulated. My favorite songs like Penny Lane by the Beatles or You'll Be in My Heart by Phil Collins all have that massive key change at the end of it, making your heart soar and your vocals louder. If you're a fan of Bon Jovi, you know his songs all have the key change at the end. Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. It's that big finish. And I think part of the reason why it's changed is because it's a lot of these artists today think it's a cheap ploy to get an emotional response when they're more authentic, they're more real. Hip hop has taken the center stage in the music industry. So those emotional ballads that we used to grow up listening to in the 80s and 90s are no longer there. Now it's really about the mood of a song. In fact, the one song that he mentioned in this article, Sickle Mode, is one of the few that has a key change, and there's a very, very good reason why Travis Scott ended up having it in there.
Let's have a listen to that.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Gone on you with the pick and roll. Young and Flame here in sickle mode. Made this here with all the ice on in the booth. At the gate outside, when they pull up, they give me loose. Yeah, jump out, boys. That's Nike boys hopping out.
Eric Elper, I found it fascinating when he started talking in this article on Tedium about the way that music is put together, the way it's assembled now using technology changes the way that producers and artists think about how their music. And that's part of the reason why the key change is no longer as important.
For sure. And in that song that you just played, there's a different key for Travis and then there's a different key for Drake. And we're supposed to feel something different for Drake than Travis. So it's all connected to the personality of the song, too. The way that songs are being written now, where, you know, something like rhythm and texture is more important than a guitarist playing a wicked solo or chords in a song. Part of that is maybe a lack of music education that is in the public school system. The other part of that is that using technology, I could be in the basement of my house and create a song using every instrument possible at the flip of a button. And so the ability for that music sophistication has changed a lot, where you're going now for the barren notes. There are not a lot of instruments in the top hits today when it comes to hip hop, but there's a very good reason for it. It's just that the audience doesn't really care for those big songs that Whitney Houston or Michael Jackson used to do, or Celine Dion. They have no interest in that.
Yeah, it's interesting. And the layout of a screen on a computer when you're working with audio files, I've never produced music, but I have edited audio and multi-track audio. And it's a very vertical construct where you're looking at all the different tracks and you're lining them up. And he's suggesting that, just that format change makes the key change less important.
Because you can also make that key change perfect using computers. Before, you would have to find a singer who can sing those high notes. You needed to find a guitarist or a brass section that could actually perform that. And that stuff is really expensive if you're hiring it out. Now, with you know, just a simple move of the mouse, you can make those key changes happening without speeding up the music like you used to using samples. So, you know, I think we should just get used to the fact that if you like the first 15 seconds of a song right now that's new, you'll probably like the whole song, because it's not going to change very much in terms of mood and texture and speed and now finally key changes.
That's fascinating, because I once heard somebody say that they could recognize a top 40 hit in the first bar and a half.
And
that sounds and now like maybe it's true.
And now you've understood TikTok, right? like nothing happens in a vacuum. So when artists start to do this, moving away from the big music and the hair bands and the ballads of the 80s, 30 years later, slowly, you have something like TikTok, where if you like, you know, the first batch of video that you watch that are a couple of seconds, you might be more apt to stream it on your music streaming service or watch the video on YouTube. And people don't want something that they don't know what it is. It's really hard to get somebody to listen to 3.5 minutes worth of music of a song that they don't already know. But if I can sell you on the 10 seconds of the beginning of the song and you like it, chances are I might be able to get you to listen to the whole thing over and over again if I don't move from that mark.
Eric Elper, I always appreciate your insight on all things music.
Oh, happy to do it, Mark. And we'll talk soon.
Eric is a publicist, music expert, radio host, our go-to guy whenever we want to talk music. You can find this article that I'm talking about on a website called Tedium. And the article is called The Death of the Key Change.